Did you get the first point of the notes? What was it about?
The first point.
What was the first section about?
Well, let's go with...
Huh? Yeah, of course it's about a kingdom. I asked somebody the other day. I said, they came to visit with us, and I said, well, what's the Lord saying to you? And they said, oh, the Lord loves me. And I thought, what a stupid answer. I mean, I didn't tell them that. But of course he loves us. We know that. But what's he saying to you? What is he saying? I said, well, what was the first point you got on your notes there? And dear Mike said, the kingdom. Well, praise the Lord. That was a good answer. It was a cry of correct. But what was we taught? What was the first section? The first... No. That was the second. So I want somebody over here to answer me. Huh? I want the answer, not the question. Under A, B, C. I mean, under A and B, what was we talking about? On your notes. I can't hear you. Talk to me. What did you say? Yes. What was it we were saying? We know we are washed in the blood. We know we are forgiven. We know that we are now the citizens of the kingdom of God. We know it. That's very important that we know it, you see. Yeah, it's a reality in our hearts and minds. Nobody can persuade us differently. No devil, no person, no doctrine, no nothing. But we know who we are because that's who we are. We know it because the Word of God makes it real clear to us. We hear it inside of us, and it's our food. It's like it's who we are. And the second was, what was the second area? Good night, I'm going home. Faith, wasn't it? The realm of faith, how important faith is. How important it is to know who we are, how important faith is. This is what makes us strong. Enables us by the Holy Ghost to walk in that place of victory. Praise the Lord. And number three is the greater the intimacy with the Lord, the greater the blessing on my life. The greater the blessing on my life. The closer to Him I get in my relationship with Him, the more blessed I am. Okay? John 15, 1 through 17, if you abide in me, my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. And it becomes it's amazing how you'll just be asking God just about the most smallest things. I was amazed. I asked God about some tiny little thing about, I dropped a nail, I couldn't see, and I said, Lord, where'd that nail go? And right away I saw it. Little things. I said, Lord, where do I put my hat? And straight away, God, tell me. There's over there. I mean, little things. As well as big things, but it's amazing how many little things. You know, you put something down, you forgot where you put it, and you say, Lord, where do I put it? And next moment, you know where it is. It happens just like that. Hello. It's real. It's anointed. Your Father, He's in you. I love it. When Jesus said, I am going away. Amen. He says, but if I go away, I will send another to you. He is going to be exactly as I am. Amen. But instead of me being out here, He's going to be inside of you. He's speaking of the Holy Ghost, of course. So He's going to be in you. Hallelujah. He says, and if you walk in me and obey me, my Father and I will come to you and make our abode in you by the Holy Ghost. So we have the Father and the Son in us by the Holy Ghost. Do you understand that? Amen. Isn't that wonderful? We got the God of creation. The God who created it all out there. The scientists are still looking out there looking for stuff. But God who created it all out there is in us. It's amazing grace. How sweet the sound. But we have the God of all creation. He said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Hallelujah. We have heaven inside of us. The one who created it all. He lives in us. He talks with us. Communicates with us. Wonderful Lord. We are His sons. We're children of the kingdom of God. What else can we say? And the more we live with Him and abide in Him, abide in His Word. Hebrews 11:6 says, God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Proverbs 17, His presence should be your priority. Early will I seek you. I got to get up early now in the morning. No, it means to be quick to seek the Lord. Be quick to seek the Lord. Be on your toes about the things of God. Amen. Just, Lord, I'm going to seek you about this. I'm going to seek you about that. Amen. I'll rise up early. Well, it's good to get up early in the quiet early morning and wait. I'll just wait before the Lord. Just sit there and wait before Him. Read the Scriptures. Just talk to Him. Just talk to Him. That's praying. Just say, Lord, Father God, I just thank You for Your presence. I thank You for Your blessing on my family today. I thank You for guiding me this day. I thank You for Your wisdom this day. I thank You for Your presence with me this day. I just thank You, Lord. I just love You, Lord. Praise Your wonderful name. You talk to the Lord and He starts talking back to you. So real. You'll see the Scripture will pop out here and another one will pop out there. Or you read something in a book and you've never seen it before and all of a sudden it's just like life to you. The living reality of the Spirit of God. It's where you belong. You don't belong anywhere else. Again, the Scripture says, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. He's never far away. Face-to-face fellowship will bring its reward. By word, by prayer, by praise, by worship, by fellowship. Praying. Now, praying is not, now you mentioned something about in groanings and utterances. That's the Holy Spirit moving in a person in a particular need. And you'll find at times, some people have this amazing, it's a blessing really, but it's terrible when it's happening. But you'll find yourself groaning, just groaning. Because some poor person is sick and dying. And once you get through that groaning stage, you'll birth something in prayer in God and that person will be totally healed. Amazing. Totally healed. Because there's a birthing that brings about the spirit of life that drives out the spirit of death. Hallelujah. And it comes through that experience. Now, usually intercessors or people that are being used in an intercessory world, they will experience it from time to time. That's why people can get healed miraculously without anybody being anywhere near them, because all of a sudden they feel this burden and they just begin to groan and cry out, and it's like an agony, it's like birthing. But when you break through, it's happened. The miracle has happened. Amen? Just by the way, but again, face to face, the word of God is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. Jesus shows us where we're standing, where we're going. But the word of God is nigh us in our heart. We learn to love this word. We learn to just read it, but love it. We get to know the word. We get to know the letter of the word so that the spirit of life in Christ Jesus can just bring any part of it to us at any time. Amen. The letter of the word becomes a living word by the Spirit of God in us. So we're not living by the letter. We're living by the law of life in Christ Jesus that sets us free from the law of sin and death. This is why me throwing all this stuff out at you is like sowing seed and scattering seed. But as it's watered inside of you, it'll grow. And then more watering will grow it more until it's just manifested. Praise the Lord. And so, how do we develop this intimacy with God? Through the Word, through prayer, through praise. Praise is a tremendous blessing. It's more than a blessing. It's life to us. It's praise makes a way for God to work when you're facing impossibilities, when you're in doubt about something, and you just start praising the Lord. Praise makes a way for God to work. When I prayed with you just before we went down for lunch, I felt God say in my spirit, tell him to praise. Tell him to praise. Don't get cranky about it. Just praise the Lord about it. Don't get mad about it. Just say, thank you, Jesus. I tell you what, it's going to change a whole realm within your area. It'll just make you find something happen inside of you like you've never known before. I tell you what, God's going to do something very special as you just say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You will have greater health. You'll get a deliverance. You'll get victory. You won't be the same man because you said, thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. It'll lift you into a new realm altogether. Yes. Amen. I mean, when things go wrong, when things get difficult, don't kick the thing. Just praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you can kick it and it'll still be there. But if you praise the Lord, something will happen. I remember I had an old wagon, an old Whippet when I was a boy. It was a Whippet vehicle. It had big wooden spokes with a wooden steering wheel. And I'd get in this thing and the thing would keep breaking down on me. And I had to get out and crank the thing to start it. And the thing is slipping. I'd bust my knuckle on the thing and I'd get that to, that this is before I was converted. I'd get that crank handle and I'd throw it at the thing and I'd kick. And in the end, I just left it on the road for whoever wanted it. Dear me, good night. You can tell God's really done a number on me. Don't kick it, praise the Lord. Wonderful thing. Praise will lead you to worship. When we come in together to have fellowship, we just begin praising the Lord. And then we move and we just worship. We just begin to worship, just out of our hearts. Hallelujah, wonderful Lord. Blessed be your name. It's what we call authentic. It's not made up. In other words, it's not some scripture, some songs we've written on a page and we sing them. No. The song is already in us and we just begin singing. And the song of the Lord will come. Somebody else will get a prophetic song in praise. Then we might even get a prophetic prayer in praise. They'll just be worshiping and all of a sudden they'll be saying, for the Lord is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And somebody's sitting there thinking, I wonder where the Lord is today. And all of a sudden they hear this wonderful song. Oh, he's with me today. He hasn't gone away after all. Hallelujah. Where are you, Lord? Where have you been, Lord? No, he's never left. Only you've left, kind of, you know, because you... Wonderful, Lord. Praise and worship. Not in this mountain, nor in Jerusalem, but in spirit and in truth. It comes out of your spirit. See, in Acts chapter 13, here is the church in Antioch. They're gathered together, having some fellowship, doing some fasting and praying together. And then they begin to minister unto the Lord. That's the greatest privilege we have, is ministering to our Father, ministering to the Lord. How do we minister to the Lord? We lift our hands and we just began, hallelujah, wonderful Jesus. We worship your wonderful name. You say, I'm too old to do that. No, you're not. You start doing it and something will happen inside of you. I'm man, I tell you. You say, well, I can't sing. Well, I tell you what, you will be able to. You'll join in with the angels. I'll help you sing. Hallelujah, wonderful Jesus. And you just worship. But in a corporate anointing, it develops a corporate anointing. And you're all worshiping there. You're in fellowship with one another. You haven't come to church. You are the church. You're worshiping and praising. And all of a sudden, he shows up. And people get healed. People get touched. You know? And you gather around the table of the Lord, the communion table. And you break bread together. And you take of that cup and you take of that bread and you eat it. And you worship him. You're in what we call koinonia, fellowship. This is not going to church. It's living in fellowship with him and one another. Hallelujah. It's nothing we have to do. It's who we are. It's not doing, it's being. Amen. And so we see that these are areas of fellowship of God, worship, word, prayer, praise, worship, and fellowship. Now, when I come to this area, this is another area, another thing we have to think differently about. We're gathering together under him, whether it's a Sunday morning or Monday night or Tuesday, whatever. We gather together under him. Amen. Under him shall the gathering of the people. So we're coming together under him. And in our coming together in fellowship one with another, we're not going to church to hear a pastor preach us a good word and bless us and take our offerings and all the well, I won't go there today because I might upset somebody, but and then we go home and we just go back about this mundane thing out here and we forget all about what was talked about until we come back next week, and then we go to a restaurant once a week and we pay our dues, we get our meal and we go away again. Nothing really happens. Well, very little anyway. Or we get a lot of knowledge. We know more about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But how much of him is growing up inside of us? How real is our faith? How real are we in God? Where are we living, you see? But God is wanting to restore the years the locusts have eaten. God wants to restore a people back to a place of fellowship together in him. He's all around the world, he's growing. Groups of people, there might be 5 in one place and there might be 15 in another, might be 50 in another or 100 in another. But they're not much bigger, but they are learning to worship together, to flow together, to move together in holy communion with God. And the righteous light of the presence of God is seen upon them. You can see it on their foreheads. The glory of the Lord is rising upon them. Hello. This is the reality God's bringing us to. If we can rise up into it. If we will, he will. If we will say, yes, Lord. This is why we need to be in fellowship. Not in this church or that church or another church. But we need to be in fellowship with one another of like precious faith. It's not about going to this pastor's church or that pastor. It's about coming together in fellowship with somebody that's got leading with a heart for more of God's authentic, organic presence. Hallelujah. Or you'll get a presence of God on a 30-fold level. You'll get a presence of God on a 60-fold. But God has so much more. God has just so much more. The Bible says the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more. So the first more is Jesus is my Savior. The second more is the baptism in the realm of the Holy Ghost. But more and more until the perfect day. That's maturity. That's learning to live where you belong as sons of God. Hallelujah. Not going to some church meeting and you're just, I don't know, well, bless them anyway. God bless them, and He will. But He has something far bigger and greater in mind for His body, which is church. You know where God says this? The Word says this. Before the foundation of the world, you were predestined. You were predestinated to be conformed to the image of His sons. Now that's not talking to an individual, it's talking to ye. And when it talks about predestination there, it's simply saying this, God has it in His heart and mind, and He is not going to change. He's going to have a people just like His Son. And those who follow Him, after 2 days He will revive us, and we will sit in His sight. And those that follow Him, follow on to know the Lord, He will come to them as the early and the latter rain, as in the first month. What am I saying? We're at the end of 2 days from when Jesus rose. From the day He went to the cross and rose again, we have come 2 days, 2,000 years. He said, you go and tell that old fox Herod, I do cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day we'll be perfected. I'll be perfected. We're coming into the third day, the 3,000-year day. You understanding what I'm saying? We're at the end of the 2,000. We're almost coming into, we're not quite into the third day, but we're just moving into it right about there. Amen? Hallelujah. And something is happening. You know as well as I do, just looking at the natural realm out there, the worlds are being shaken. Everything's being shaken that can be shaken. Everything that's not kingdom inside of us is going to be shaken. The Bible is very clear about that. We receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved. Let us serve our God, our Father, with godly fear, with reverence and godly fear, for God is a consuming fire. Our Father dwells in the midst of fiery burnings. Hallelujah. And He wants us to get so used to the heat of His presence, we're like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We can stand the hottest of flames and fire of God's presence and delight in His presence. Hallelujah. Did you get that? That's better than fish and chips. Hallelujah. It's true. See, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I've started for glory and I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. For I've started for glory, and I'm going through. Hallelujah. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll walk with those despised few. For I've started with glory, for glory, and I'm not going to go anywhere else. Hallelujah. Where are you going? You're not here to be a normal human being. You're not here for that reason. You're here for Him. Hallelujah. I love you people. I love people. I love God's people. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I love them all. They don't love me so much, but I love them. But it's got nothing to do with me anyway. I do. And I think, oh, you dear people, you're listening to this preacher guy throwing all this amazing stuff at you, saying, man, where did this come from? Hallelujah. But some of it's going to stick. Some of it's going to get inside of your inner man. And you're going to rise up in it and you'll never be the same. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So we are to learn to, you see, again, iron sharpeth iron. I mean, you get together with people of like precious faith that are hearing on the same level. I mean, when I was a Baptist, I became a Baptist, I looked like a Baptist, I smelled like a Baptist, I tasted like a Baptist, and Presbyterian, Lutheran, whatever. And whatever they invite into their midst to say something is what converts you to their cause. Hello. If they are apostate, you can become apostate. They impart who they are. Hello. You'll never grow beyond that which you sit under. So you need to be around the people that believe that God raises the dead today. The living, they shall praise the Lord. So you need to be around the people that know how to praise God. They know how to draw on God's presence and bring it into the now. They know how to reach through the negative stuff. We had a meeting just the other day, and this woman, her and her husband, they've been pastoring for 19 years, and they've had this obstacle and this difficulty for 19 whole years of it's just been there, and they've never been able to break through, and this person is at the end of themselves. They are both at the end of themselves, but the woman was more vocal than the man, and she was saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I love God. I've served Him all these years, and it's just, things are as bad as they've ever been, and it's still not working. I mean, she was crying. You can imagine it. Here we are in this meeting together, and you can imagine the dampening, that the thing that the enemy come right in on top of, and everything seemed to go, what are we going to do now? And it's very difficult in a group of people to start speaking into it. So I started speaking to them and speaking into it. Then somebody else lifted their voice and they said something to them, and somebody else said something to them. And they are sitting there at the end of themselves. So I got up and I said, let's lift our hands and worship the Lord. Well, just as well they were people of faith at the end of the rope, but we all began just to praise the Lord and worship the Lord. And God showed up in an amazing way. They went from that meeting saying this. She said, oh, I know, she said. I know He's so real. I know. I mean, she was saying, I don't know what to do, but now she's going out saying, I know. Total change. Her face expressions on their faces were totally alive and full of the joy of the Lord. Because God showed up. Because we were together in fellowship. We didn't take what was happening for 19 years to be our boss, to be the one that controlled. No. We asked our God to come into the situation by worshiping and praising Him, and He did. Somebody going to get healed in this place because we love Him and we worship Him and we praise Him. Not because how good we are, not because how bad we have been. No, because He loves us and His grace is here. If you really know anything about God, this is what Moses knew. He knew this. God begins to say to Moses, the Lord, I am the Lord God. I am gracious. I'm merciful. I am long-suffering. And I am full, abundant in generosity, in mercy. I'm abundant in mercy and in truth. That's how God. It's not about how many mistakes you made or how weak you are or how whatever. It's got nothing to do with that. It's all got to do with you believing God. You believe God. You receive the word of the Lord and you believe it enough to say, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. That's why if you sit with people that are living in another mental realm, I was coming through Reno the other day and I saw this young guy flying past in this white car. And as he got in front of me, this is on the freeway, and across the back it says, gone mad. And I thought, man, it just spoke to me. Big words. God just spoke to me like that. Because I realized this world has gone mad. The politicians have gone mad. I mean, this whole world's crazy. Do you know that? It's a crazy world out there. It's gone mad. The only sane people are those, amen, that have girded up the loins of their minds. Be sober. That word means sober. It means to be sound of mind. And hope to the end. Hallelujah. At the redemption of the revelation of Jesus Christ. For he is going to be revealed in you. Hallelujah. And so if we have a sound mind, we'll think as he is. We'll think what he says. We'll say what he says. We believe what he says. And that settles it. We don't have any argument with anything out there. They can do what they're going to do. Whatever they're going to do, they're going to do. God bless them all. The long and the short and the tall. But we got no promotion this side of the ocean. So cheer up, everybody. Bless them all. Hallelujah. You only get promoted in him. Everything outside of him is going down the tube. That's a guarantee. Do you know that the old Adam is finished? It's no good holding on to the old Adam. He's total. Goodbye, good night. He's had it. God's not going to make a new Adam. The new man is in Christ alone. Hallelujah. We are a new creation, a brand new creation. We live as a new creation people with a new creation mind. We are sound of mind. We have the mind of Christ. We're not living in this willy-nilly religious world of formality, and our trust is in something we heard last week that seemed to make us more like the furniture than what we really should be. Just sitting, sitting, sitting. But no, we become a living reality of God's will in us being done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Would you two come out here for a moment? Yeah, you and her, her and you. I'll call you Aaron and I'll call you her. There's Moses sitting over there. Just face me here, Mum. You know, there's a story in the Bible where it talks about how Moses goes up on the hill and he sits upon a rock and he's holding his hands up and he's got a rod in the hand. And the rod speaks to us of the anointing and the word. And as long as Moses was holding up that, Amalek was being defeated. But when his hands got weary, Aaron and Hur came along and held up Moses' hands. You see, the ministry in this church are like Moses, and you are the Hurs and the Aarons that are to hold up their hands as they hold up the anointed word of God, the now word of God. Hallelujah. But as you, in your togetherness of faith, hold fast to the word and the anointing of God, no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that waggles against you, you could just say, well, God bless them, maybe they don't know any better. But you stand in faith. You stand in God together. You keep on holding on to that anointed word of God. Don't let it go. Because God's got a special assignment for you, that you have come into the kingdom for such a time as this. To not stand in the shadows, but to walk in the light and be a light bearer of his presence. So when people get around you, they'll know they got around something that's alive, it's living, it's real. They can touch and feel, hey, this couple's really got something going for them. What is it? It's their presence. It's the fact is that they're living in that realm of the anointing and the word of God. And don't let trials of faith discourage you. When you look at Paul and the whippings he had and the beatings he had and being thrown in jail, and sometimes he was so hungry he didn't know what to do, naked, in peril of all kinds of things. When you look at Paul, don't see Paul. See beyond that and see who is keeping Paul going. Who keeps him in all this stuff? It's Jesus in him. It didn't defeat him. He couldn't be defeated. You see, you cannot be defeated. You get hold of this stuff. Father, we just thank you for an impartation of your glory. I pray for an impartation right now. Never be the same again. I just release the anointing. Rasai roshukadabasaya. The anointing. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Believe God today, for this is your day, this is your hour, this is your Kairos moment, saith the Lord. To step into the kingdom realm of God, to press in, the kingdom suffereth violent, and the violent taketh it by force. O rasa roshukadavasanyai. Beverly, come here, please, quick. Rasi karaboshadavahanyai. Hallelujah. 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 Forgetting that which is behind. Put your hand on her stomach. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Rasarabababasia. Hallelujah. Oh, be strong and be of good courage. Just receive today an impartation of the glory of the Lord. That out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Become a living reality of the Spirit of the living God in you. Your countenance will change. Your countenance will change. It's not natural appearance. It's the glory of the Lord. And I release an anointing on you. Both of you, I release that anointing. In you, from you, on you, about you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just receive. Receive, and don't let your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. You believe in God. Jesus said, believe also in me. Because I have a dwelling place for you to dwell in, and that's in me, saith the Lord, where I am. Thank you, Lord, that this day is a new day, a new beginning. It's a day to lift up your head. Hallelujah. For the redemption of your God draweth nigh. Touch them today, Lord. Touch them today, Lord. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas. Yes. So, You see, again, we're talking about intimacy with the Lord, having that relationship with God by word, prayer, praise, worship, and fellowshipping with the people of like precious faith, not anywhere. I am to be related with a company of believers of like precious faith. Oh, I've got it written down there. Okay. Drinking a well in the digging a well in the Holy Spirit by faith, personally, and in faith corporately, ministering to the Lord like in Acts 13, 1 and 2. Read it for yourself. Personally building up myself and together with others in our holy faith. It's authentic, organic. It just flows out of us. It's a river of living water. And it grows and it flows. And it's real. And there's an impartation of it coming to you today. Hallelujah. What's she saying? You want to go home? No. Would you like a drink of water? He'll get you one. Yeah, I knew you. Well, here, there's something in a bottle here. Oh, yeah. Send him away. He'll get it. He needs to walk anyway. Oh, bless her. Give her some coffee, too. Whatever that helps her. I know you're not used to this stuff, but anyway, it's good to have some fun, you know. I thought, we're family. We're not. Hey, we're in this together. Happy as can be. All good pals and jolly good company. Amen. This is the real deal. This is not going to church. This is being church. This is oh, glory to God. What else can I say, girls? Amen. You getting this stuff?
Yeah.
Man. Hallelujah. God's got just the best for you. Nothing second best. Don't you settle for anything but the best. Don't forget that. Don't settle for that curly-headed looking guy out there. No, no, no. Just the best. Don't look at them. God will give you the right person and it'll be the best. Anyway. And if he doesn't, just praise them anyway. Maybe that'll be the best. Anyway, I better get on with this. I got to get finished at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm gonna have a ball of a time. Anything can happen, though. Come on now, man. You don't know. Yeah, I tell you. Digging a well. Learn to dig in the Holy Ghost. Dwell authentically. God loves us to be in fellowship. He loves us. He's drawing us. He wants us. He's embrace us. Like a father and a child running to a father. Little child running. The father just embraces him. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. Amen. Intimacy with the Lord. Knowing that he loves us. Knowing that he cares for us. Knowing that we belong to him. Knowing. Amen. You might have some insecurities or hang-ups or hiccups or whatever you got. Well, leave the bugs behind. Just put them under your feet. Cast down every imagination and every high thought that would exalt itself above the knowledge of God. And bring every thought into obedience to Christ, into subjection to him. Any thought that is not of his will for you, don't give it the time of day. Learn to keep the bugs out. Amen? I remember when I came to America, down in New Zealand, the word bugger was a swearing word. I come to New Zealand and I'm preaching in this church and this guy's got up and he says, that little bugger. And I thought, what's he swearing about? I thought, man, this guy needs saving or something. He needs salvation or something. Go swearing like that and run everybody. But he was just talking about some little bugger out there. I said, well, I got that way now that any little bugger comes around, I throw him out. Down in New Zealand. If you say bugger the thing, you mean you're kind of cursing the thing. But over here, it's kind of a friendly word. Anyway, Galatians 6:7, talk about sowing. Whatever you sow, that shall you also reap. Whatever you sow. Come on now. He that soweth to the Spirit, of the Spirit shall reap everlasting life. So we sow to the Spirit in thanksgiving, praise, believing in the Word. We're sowing to the Spirit. We'll reap that which is eternal, which is everlasting, which has life in it. We sow to the Spirit. Amen. Shall reap everlasting life. We are led by the Spirit. We follow the guidance of the Holy Ghost. We hear what He's saying and we say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The Spirit is the Lord. The Spirit is the Lord, and where the Spirit is, there is liberty. That doesn't mean freedom just to go and please yourself what you do. That means freedom from the world, the flesh, and the devil. Freedom from yourself. Freedom to live in Him as a new creation. That's what it means. He that soweth to the Spirit shall reap everlasting life. Sowing in the Spirit will reap a spiritual reward. We grow what we sow. Whatever you sow is what you will grow. In Genesis it says, while the earth remains, seed time, harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. So it is with our giving and our sowing. Because just like in the natural, you sow it, you'll reap it. Amen. I'll tell you, I can prove it if you like. You go out there and punch somebody on the nose and somebody's going to punch you back. Maybe they punch a bit harder, but you'll reap something. Yeah. Kick the dog and he'll bite you, Will. You see, you'll reap what you sow. But again, seeking first the kingdom of God by sowing in our giving determines blessing and provision. Now we know that this has a kind of a nasty flavor with it for a lot of people today, because those people who look at television and all these merchandising preachers on it are always saying, give me, give me, give me. You give to this ministry and you'll get $1,000 back. In fact, if you give me $100, I'll send you a prophecy. And all this stuff is going on out there. You know, it's going on. They're making merchandise. Well, here's my latest book, and oh, it's the best. You buy this, or send me $1,000, and I'll give you this book, and you'll never be the same again. You read the book, and man, you wish you wouldn't have picked it up. This is a good book to pick up. There are some good books, though. But most of those guys got some real good books. They don't have to merchandise them. People just want them. Well, you hear what I'm saying? There has got this... Something's happened in the body of Christ in many ways because I'm sick of people saying give. I'm talking about financially give. But we need to hear His voice. In seeking first the kingdom of God, in 2 Corinthians 9:6-10, is speaking about sowing by giving tithes and offerings. Pray and learn to give to those who are ministering for the kingdom, not to those who are building their own ministry. A lot of ministry out there just building their own ministry. They want to become famous. They want to live in the fame realm and the name realm. And their motivation is purely to... Oh, yeah, they believe in Jesus. They believe in the Holy Ghost. They even got gifts, anointing, all sorts of stuff. But their motivation is not pure. They want to build, to get a dream. Oh, look, this is my dream. I'm going to build a big building. We're going to have thousands of people come. Now, you start giving. We need to raise money for the building program now. It's going to cost us $3 million. Now you start giving, church. Come on now. We're going to be famous like everybody else. Well, they're the only ones that get famous. You just get broke. Lord, help us. But there is the truth of giving. Now listen carefully. There is the truth of giving. And you see, I've got it already out there. Today on television and internet meetings, many are building for themselves, making merchandise out of you by selling books, water, crosses, oil. Oh man, I've seen and heard them do it all. Yeah, ministry. Making merchandise out of you. Be wise and know where to give. And God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for the eater, will also provide for you, amen, will multiply your resources for sowing and increase, and the fruit of your righteousness will manifest itself in active goodness, kindness, and love. Now, hear what God says on the matter concerning giving financially. If you give financially faithfully, you give your tithe. Your tithe, and you've probably heard this, but bear with me. Don't leave the meeting now. I'm going to take up an offering. Last church I was in, they said to all the people, when our brother Alan gets, and they'd already taken up their tithes and offerings, they said to the people, they said, well, when Alan gets through preaching tonight, we're going to take up an offering for him. So I'm preaching away there, and I said to the people, listen, I'm going to cut this message short. I said, because you're going to get tired and leave, and I won't get my offering. Well, they stuck it out, and I went a long time. One person left in the end. I thought, well, she must be broke. Oh, Lord, help us. Oh, my. You say, this preacher's crazy. I sure am. I love God. I got so much joy. I'm just trying to give some to you. If you can catch it. I'd love to get all drunk in the spirit. That'd be good. Anyway. Where was I? You say, behave yourself. Anyway. God provides seed for the sower. Now, tithes belong to the Lord. You worship God in the giving of tithes. So you need to know, just don't give your tithes to something that's just going to bury it in more religion and religious stuff. Give it somewhere where the kingdom is being manifested and the kingdom is being preached. Somebody wants to go somewhere in God. Hello. Amen. But then your giving is a different area altogether. Tithes belong to the Lord. It's His. So don't steal from God. Give it to Him. Amen. But learn to give it in the right place. Number two, sowing. He says, I give seed to the sower. Well, God blesses people with money. From time to time, they'll get something special come or something just come their way and they get a few extra dollars and the first thing they look at is a new television set or a new car or new this and new that. I'm talking about Christians, of course. It's just normal for the world to do that, but we're different. But they'll look at it and they'll, oh, we'll get that. That'll be nicer. You know, let's get something better. No? He gives seed to the sower. So don't eat your seed. Don't spend your seed on yourself. Sow it. Sow generously. Because when you sow generously, you will also reap generously. God wants to bless you. He does. If you can receive this word, I don't know why I keep hitting on you, but you're my special church. But God wants to bless you. He does. I tell you, I just know in my spirit, if you and your lady here, you get up in God together and this stuff, it'll be like ointment poured forth, his name. Call on the name of Jesus. And learn it his way and do it his way. Rise and shine. God's got destiny for you. He's got a plan. Anybody come here this morning and think, oh, let's just go along and listen to this guy, whatever. You know, I'm tired already. I want to go home. But listen, God has you here for this moment so that you will receive the Word of God and give yourself in faith to it, and he will turn your mourning into dancing. Take off your sackcloth. Give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. I can see you dancing before the crowd. That's not you in the natural. But in the kingdom of God realm, you'll be standing up there doing a jitterbug like all of us. Hallelujah. You couldn't imagine that. But I tell you, when the glory of God hits you, you cannot. You get beside yourself. You just want to jump and sing and shout and run. And oh, glory makes your feet like hinds feet. Are you getting any of this stuff? Oh, good. I'm glad somebody's getting something. I'm sowing some seed here. Listen. Yes. So listen, don't eat your seed. Sow it. I have been sowing seed for years. Sometimes I haven't reaped. Sometimes 10 years, nothing. Nothing. I just keep on sowing. Just keep on giving. Just keep on. Then all of a sudden, I remember one day, guy turns up. I didn't have a home or anything. He gave me $20,000. Just what I needed for a home. I've been sowing everything I had for years and all bang, you know. Now I went along a few more years, I'm sowing away there. And some guy in a church, a pastor, said to the church, I want to take up an offering for Alan Higgins. And the church says, what? What offering? He said, well, God showed me I'm going to take up an offering for Alan. I didn't know anything about it at all. I hadn't been talking to him or nothing. And he says, $10,000. And some of the leaders said, oh, that's a lot. Why about five? He said, no, but I really feel the Lord told me 10. Again, when I was at the bottom of the barrel, enrolls this $10,000. Now, man, this is wonderful. Amazing grace. Hallelujah. Sow, and you will reap. Don't eat your seed, sow it. Hallelujah. Sow in faith, believing. Give generously. Now, I don't give a hoot whether you give me a bar of soap or not. But listen, I'm trying to encourage you for your sake. Hallelujah. Oh, I could tell you some stories. Amazing stories. Of God and his goodness and his provision and his mercy and his grace and his loving. I cannot say enough about the wonderful Savior that we have. So, he will multiply your resources, increase your fruit of righteousness. It will manifest itself in active goodness, kindness, and love. Isaiah 55 said, spiritual seed and spiritual bread, apostolic revelation and giving of tithes and offerings. What is that about? You see, God's mouthpiece to the church is the apostolic. It's not anybody. It's the apostolic voice. The apostolic voice hears from God And then he makes that known to the people of God. Amen? They hear that apostolic word. And that apostolic word is creative. It creates in you God's will. Creates in you God's mind. It creates in you God's thought. Do you know that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God? Amen? And the Word was God. But you go back to the beginning. So in the beginning was God, and God's divine thought, which was the Word, was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. God thought about it, he spoke it, and it became a reality. Did you get that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. He says, I will give bread to the seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be. This is in Isaiah 55. It shall not return to me void, but it will accomplish that whereunto I've sent it. Instead of the thorns and the briars in your life, no, there will be gladness, there will be joy, there will be provision, there will be blessing. That's what it's saying. Because I'm going to give seed to the sower. If you sow the seed, hallelujah. And I give bread to the eater. I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. If a man eat of me, he shall never die. So we're feeding you the bread of heaven today. Amen. You're eating bread today. You're eating the revelation of the knowledge of the will of God. You're eating it inside. It's becoming part of you inside. You're sitting here having a feast today on the revelation of the Word of God. Amen. And when you put that with worship and praise, you're drinking and you're eating of that everlasting reality of God. Hallelujah. Everybody should be praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Can you all do that stuff? Some of you can't, but you could. You should. You don't have to, but if you believe on Him, as the Scripture have said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. I wonder if I can do that. I'm going to do this because I feel God wants me to do it for some of you, somebody here. Jesus said this, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. So when a person gives their life to Christ, they see Jesus as Savior. They see the kingdom. Because you cannot separate Christ from the kingdom. They see the kingdom. But Jesus goes on to say, you must be born of water and the Spirit to enter the kingdom. There's a difference. Everybody who knows Jesus have seen the kingdom. He's the King of the kingdom. But when we were buried with Him in baptism, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're buried in His name. And we rise up, and the significance is not in the water part, but it's in the fact that we have buried that old nature of sin. See, it's not so much about sins, but it's what makes people sin. That's the old nature. So we bury that old, it's dead. Put it to death by faith in Jesus' name. And we rise up to walk in newness of life. And so in water baptism, the key is this, that we're baptized into Christ. Get that? We're baptized into Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. creature. So we're baptized into Christ. Then we are baptized into Christ by the Holy Ghost. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. We are sealed with the Holy Ghost by baptism of the Holy Ghost. Lots of times through the laying on of hands. Sometimes it can just be, happen to us. We're just worshipping and praising God. And next minute we're saying, Kariyadabaranya, Hariyadakusarabaranya. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because that's the sign that we have been sealed. It's not a manifestation. It's the sign that you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. There are many, many manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Let me share this testimony with you. Smith Wigglesworth, one of the greatest healing ministries the world has ever known in this, you know, in the last century. Amazing man of God. Everywhere he went, he raised the dead. He healed people. He traveled lots of places. Man of great, great holiness. He's a plumber. Just a plumber man. But he first of all, he started with the Salvation Army because he was evangelical in his faith. And he used to go down on the streets and preach and see people saved. He saw people falling over. He saw people get saved and healed. And he got into the healing ministry. He'd go down and pray for people at the special room where they did healing meetings. And he'd go down there and pray. He used to cart people in his cart that he had with his plumbing goods. And he'd cart them down to London and take them to this meeting. They'd get healed. And so he was seeing all these signs and wonders and miracles and all the rest of it. And then he heard about, and up in Sutherland, not being there, preached there, but up in Sutherland he heard about something happening up there where people were being baptized in the Spirit and they were praying in the Holy Ghost. It was about the same time as Azusa Street over here. And God was restoring the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the gifts of the Spirit. Church got it mixed up because they thought the gifts of the Spirit was the baptism and the Holy Expression. They're two separate things. But anyway, so he goes up to these meetings and he's sitting and listening to these preachers. One was from a missionary from India and the other one was another man of God that had received the Holy Ghost. And it was in an Anglican church setting because this Anglican brother had been baptized in the Holy Ghost and he was speaking in tongues. And Smith Wigglesworth was sitting in there and he'd start arguing with them. So I got the Holy Ghost. I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. Well, I've just, God, you know, and he would argue with them. And they said, listen, mister, why don't you just go home? You're thorning outside. You're making a lot of noise. Well, he sat it out till the end of the week. And thought, oh, I'm going home. I'm going. So he decided he was going to go home. On his way, he decided to drop into the manse and say, see, they had a manse back there. To drop into the manse, say goodbye to the preacher and his wife. Preacher wasn't about, but the wife opened the door and she looked at him and she said, Wigglesworth, you need to be baptized in the Spirit. And he found himself walking into the living room and she put his hands on his head and says, be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Well, the doorbell rang and she left him standing there and ran to the doorbell to answer the door to speak to someone. And he's standing there like this, and all of a sudden, this flow of the anointing came out from inside of him, Bill, and all of a sudden he's gushing out and speaking in other tongues. And my, he knew that he was baptized in the Holy Ghost, and he's speaking in these tongues. And he, from that time on, saw greater miracles and manifestations of God than ever before, because the kingdom of God was manifested in him. You see, Jesus said you must be born of the Spirit, then you must be born of water and the Spirit, amen, to come into the kingdom of God. Now, Peter, after the day of Pentecost, he preaches. He's preaching and he says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. See, he's following what Jesus had taught him. Repent and be baptized. So he wants to get some baptized into Christ. And he says, and then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Then you find, so he does. So What happens with Philip? Philip goes down to Samaria and he preached Christ unto them, and many believed and he baptized them. So Philip is following the instruction of the apostles because he knew that they would need to be baptized. When they heard in Jerusalem that they had received the word of God, they sent James, they sent John and Peter down there to lay hands on these believers. They were Baptists at that stage, being baptized, and they put their hands on them, and they said, "Oh, you got the same thing as we got on the day of Pentecost." You hear what I'm saying? Paul, same thing. He goes to Ephesus and he signs a group of people there, and they were believers. But he said, "What are you baptized into?" And they said, "John's baptism, which is a baptism of repentance." And he said, he told them about Jesus and being baptized into Christ. So he took them and he baptized them in water to Christ. See, he's laying this foundation. Amen. These were believers. He baptized them in water, and then he laid hands on them. Hallelujah, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in tongues. The sign and seal of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That is authentic, organic. That's real. So if you have never been baptized in the Holy Ghost with some of this kariyarabuku sharabananya stuff, you can be. If you'll believe, you will be. Don't settle for less. Don't come short of the glory of God, for it is a stepping stone into the next realm of the glory of God. God doesn't want you to become formal and religious. He wants you to live a now kingdom life in the Holy Ghost. Now, isn't that wonderful teaching? Man, you must give me top marks for that, surely. Oh, dear me. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Lord. It's not about me anyway. Revelation of giving tithes and offerings. Is that where we were? You say, get off of this subject. Where are we? Huh? What did you say? That's where we are, yeah. Anyway, it will bring reward in both realms, natural and spiritual. So do not eat your seed, tithes and offerings, and have nothing little to sow as many do. Okay? I'm talking about living in a kingdom realm, being victorious in the kingdom life realm. Number five, kingdom living means victory over sin and self. Total victory over sin and self-life. Not dedication. Many people dedicate themselves to the Lord time and time again, but it stops there. It's not about dedication. It's great to dedicate ourselves to the Lord, but it's about transformation by the renewing of our minds so that we will know through God's, for the revelation of God's word, the acceptable, good and the acceptable, perfect will of God. Salvation is of the Lord, not here for self. We're here for God. We're here for His kingdom. We're here for His will on earth. This is the mind we have. What, we're not here to get a beautiful big home, a beautiful big car, and a beautiful big this, and a beautiful big that, and a big and the best. No, we're not here for that. If we live faithfully under God, God will supply us with a home. And we might have a nice home and all the rest of it. There's nothing wrong with having a beautiful, good home and a beautiful, good car. Nothing wrong with that. But that's not what we're setting our affections upon. We're setting our affections upon the things of God and the kingdom of God and the realm of God and the way of God and the wills of God. And all these things will be added to us. Hello. They automatically just come your way. Your Father in heaven knows what you have need of. And He shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. Ho! Don't go to sleep. I know it's getting hot in the afternoon. Tired people get tired and ready to... But if you start snoring, look out. I'm going to come your way. Hello. Glory to God. Amen. I'll get you up here to preach. That'll wake you up. Okay. But listen. Well, let me tell you, let me show you the picture. We come out of the waters of baptism. We rise up to walk in newness of life. The people of Israel, they took the Passover lamb through the blood. They came out of Egypt, which speaks of the world. We come out of the world. They're buried through the Red Sea. The past is buried and left behind. The cloud is there. They follow the cloud. So they're baptized unto Moses in the cloud and the sea. Amen. They come to Mount Sinai, where the big shaking is, 50 days later, which is Pentecost. That's the shadow. And why the supernatural voice and everything there? Because it's a manifestation of the real that we have in the baptism of Spirit. And then they were to go on and follow the cloud. And many of them, God was not well pleased with, because they murmured and they complained. They said, oh, we don't want to go any further. We want to be a Baptist the rest of our life. We want to be a Presbyterian. Oh, we just want to stay where we feel comfortable. But those that were being led by God finished up coming to the River Jordan. Amen. When it was overflowing its banks, listen carefully. There were snakes being washed up on all around them. All the filth and the dirt and everything else that was coming out of that flooding. Amen. Well, that's the same as what's happening in the world today. There's snakes and vipers and scorpions and everything everywhere today within the human race. We're living in the day of the cup of abomination flowing over. And so it was with Israel. They came to Jordan and it was time to cross over when it was in its most worst state to cross a river. Amen. Things are real bad shape out there. Everything's shaking and moving and falling apart. Earthquakes, floods, tornadoes. Nobody. Down in South America, I forget which country it was, it's the driest place in the earth. They have a copper mine down there. And just a few weeks ago, out of nowhere came 4 foot of snow. They've never seen it before. Covered the whole area. Huh? Down in Auckland, New Zealand, just the other day, they had snow in the city. They haven't had snow there to 1939. They got snow in the city, and it's a place we never have snow. Hello? Things are shaking out there. Things are changing out there. Amen? The nations, it's a time of great complexity. Complexity in the nations, complexity of nations, complexity of religion, complexity within the church itself, complexity everywhere. Another word for it is confusion. Babylon, come out of her, my people, and be not a partaker of her plagues. I said to somebody today. You. Yes, I did. Jesus was outside the camp. Him and his disciples weren't in the camp. They weren't in the system. They were outside the system. Did you get that? Amen. Anyway, praise God. But if it's like it in the natural, first natural, then spiritual, there's a shaking going on so that only that which is the kingdom will remain. Got it? Okay. So, Jesus died that they which live should henceforth live, not live unto themselves, but to him who died and for them and rose again. Salvation is of the Lord. The gospel that we preach is Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, not of works that any man should boast. Understanding the difference, not works for salvation. It is a free gift. But in James it talks about, if any man has faith, let me see his works. So if you really have faith, you will have a manifestation of works. You follow what I'm saying? It's faith works. It's not working for salvation. You're already saved. It's a free gift. It's a gracing of God. But then we have works of faith. We operate in faith. Some of you are going to go from this place with more faith than you had when you come in, because there's been an impartation of faith into your life. We're here in the morning. We'll teach some more on Kingdom God that will help you into a greater dimension of the reality of the kingdom now. Glory to God. God's going to do something for you this weekend, in you and through you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, we understand these things. And then, of course, number six, living in the possible of God. We learn to live in the possible of God. Matthew 19:26, for with God all things are possible. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you having all things may abound in every good work. Now that's either true or it's false. I happen to believe that it's the truth. The Bible says, do not let mercy or truth forsake you. Hold on to the mercy of God. God is merciful. You might have messed up a bit, but go to Him in true repentance. Say, Lord, forgive me. Have mercy and follow after. Hold on to His mercy. God is merciful. In mercy, and hold on to truth. Don't let it go. For they are your life. Amen. Because He's full of mercy and truth. That's who He is. You follow me? For with God nothing is impossible. That you might have all things, that you might abound in every good work. That's true. You are to abound in every good work. Praise the Lord. Where are we? Yes. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think, according to the power that is at work in us. He is in us at work. He's He that works in us both the will and to do. Amen. We have this power, this treasure of God inside of us. And so He's able to do exceedingly abundantly. Believe God. Believing God comes by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. We believe Him. That settles it. And that's where we live. We're not going anywhere else. Number seven, look, humility of heart and mind. Now that was just in brief, but you look at these things. You hear more from Brother Mike on these things, and you'll find this, that you'll grow in grace and knowledge and understanding. Wonderful. Humility of heart and mind. 1 Peter 5:7, God gives grace to the humble. Be subject to one another. Be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and He shall endue you, exalt you in due time. Be quick to humble ourselves. Say, I'm wrong. Forgive me. Made a mistake. Go to God. Say, Lord, forgive me. Whenever you have to. Keep yourself humble before God. Amen. The proud He knows afar off. But the humble, amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the humble of spirit. They shall inherit the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. And so, God gives grace to the humble. He hath showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Kindness, humbleness of mind, and meekness, long-suffering, forbearing, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, you also do. Forgive. And like the psalmist says, hide me under the shadow of your wings. You know what the wings of the Lord are? You know, in the cherubim, in the most holy place, there's two cherubims. Cherubims of glory, the wings of God. One is called mercy and the other is truth. Hallelujah. Because they are about Jesus. That's who He is. And we had to be hidden under the shadow of his wings, mercy and truth, and no plague will come nigh your dwelling. Hallelujah. You'll be covered by the glory of God because you're in the most holy place in that area of your faith. Did you get that? You start to live in that realm, walking in the mercy of God and in the truth of God's word, living that which is impossible to the natural, the carnal, but it's possible to the sons of God, to the people who love him and believe him and walk in truth and walk in truth with one another and be transparent and open and be real. I'm not talking about natural real. I'm talking about not knowing anybody after the flesh but knowing them after the spirit. Henceforth, we knew Jesus after the flesh, but henceforth we know him no more as a man, the lowly man of Galilee. We know him no more, nor should we sing songs about this man of Galilee way back there. No, because we don't know him after the flesh. Hello. See, so many of God's people just see Jesus after the flesh. But we're not to know him after the flesh, but we know him after the Spirit. For he is now the glorified Christ. He's the glorified one. He's coming back in great glory. He's not coming back as a man in the flesh. He's coming back in a glorified body with so much glory. And he's coming back with clouds of glory, even as he went. You know when Jesus went up into heaven? The clouds received him. They were not natural clouds. They were clouds of witnesses with the glory of God on them. They were in the glory of God and they welcomed him back home. Hallelujah. And he's coming in clouds of glory. That's glorified ones manifested in them and ruling and reigning in them. Did you get that? We're not looking for him to come back riding on some white cloud there. No. He's coming back in clouds of glory. Those are the saints of God and the believers that are in glory now and they're coming back with him. Amen. Hello. Don't look at me like that. Looks like you're looking at a cow, looking at it like a cow looking at a barn. Moo. Oh, we love you. I hope you still love me. Man looking at his watch there. There must be time must be getting near. Anyway, I've just started though. I can go another couple of hours if you like. Anyway. Number 8. And I said I'd just give you an overview. This is just a quick cover. Number 8, Mark 4:24. Take heed how you hear. Now this is kingdom. This is Jesus talking about kingdom. Take heed how you hear. For the measure you hear, that is the measure you give time, thought to, is the measure that is measured back to you. But and to him that has shall more be given. So, the measure and thought you give to yourself to this, what you have learned concerning the kingdom of God, is the measure that it's going to become real to you. You're going to possess it. It's going to possess you. But if you don't give yourself to it, you'll lose even what you have. Whatever you've got today, it'll go out the door. Not to be seen again. Hello? Because the busyness of this life, the deceitfulness of this, and lusts of other things will come in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. I'm talking about kingdom now. This kingdom, kingdom life. The measure you give yourself to what you hear, the more you eat, amen, bananas, the more you become like a monkey and you won't long, you start swinging and catch your own bananas. No problem at all. In other words, what you eat is what you become like. So the more you eat of the reality of who you are in Christ and give yourself to what you hear, the more you become like what you eat. Got it? Jesus said, "He that have ears to hear, let him hear." He said, "Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear." He said to his disciples after he got through talking about the parables, he says, "Do you understand these things?" And they said, "Yes, Lord." They got it. Hallelujah. And by the time he finished with them, they were so full of the Word of God, they just looked like, they just operated like the Word of God. That's what it's about. Operating. Oh, yeah. Now listen, I want to just throw this out just for somebody here today. When you go out this door, the enemy's going to attack you. With thoughts. I don't know. I don't think that's blah, blah, blah. You be careful. Because some people receive the Word of God with joy. Oh, wonderful. Boy, that's great preaching, Brother Alan. Wonderful. Oh, man, I never heard it like that before. They walk out the door, and because of the difficulty of the times, the difficulty of their situation, and all the rest of it, hello, they just give it up. Let's just go back to doing our religious. Let's just stay in the religious realm. Did you hear that? No. No. You still with me? Seek first the kingdom of God. For to him that have, the more shall be given. God has a lot more for you. And to him that has, not from him shall be taken even that which he has. The more you give yourself to kingdom word and purpose, the more shall be given to you. To not do so is to lose, for to hear is to see is to say is who you are, for as you think in your heart, so are you. You are either living kingdom or you are living religion. Same old, same old. How many people just want to be the same old, same old? No. God has called us to higher heights and places due in Christ. As the mountains tall reach into the sky, so the Lord has called both you and I to higher heights and places new in Christ. As the mountains tall and the rivers deep, we'll move with God, we will not sleep, until the day I hear him say, "My glory is on you to stay." Hallelujah. As the mountains tall reach into the sky, so the Lord has called both you and I to higher heights and places new in Christ. Amen. I sense the peace, the presence of God here right now. It's all over us. You sense his presence? He's here. There's a cloud here right now. Hallelujah. It's very real to me. Something can happen for you in the next few moments. Just stay in him. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the desire of other things entering in and choke the word and becomes unfruitful. There is no kingdom fruit. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. In Matthew 13, Jesus is talking about the kingdom, and he says, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a woman that with three loaves, had three measures, three loaves that was leavened with leaven." Amen. Well, It's talking about the kingdom growing within. First Passover, then Pentecost, and then tabernacle. First level of glory, Jesus Savior. Second level, baptism of the Holy Ghost. The third level of glory is the kingdom life realm of God that's made available to us in this now. The kingdom is now available. Hallelujah. Takes us into that third level realm of God's glory and his anointing. And again, he that soweth good seed, you can read this for yourself in those scriptures, you read them. He that soweth good seed is the Son of Man. And then he goes on in verse 38 and he says, the field is the world, the good seed are the sons of the kingdom. And then so you read Mark 4, 26, 29. First there is the blade, then there is the ear, and then there is the corn in the ear. He's telling this story. A farmer sows some seed, and I'm just going to close now, but the farmer sows seed in the field, and he goes and sleeps. He says, hey, I've got all my things done. I've planted all my seed. I go and have a rest now. He rises night and day. But that seed is growing, 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 growing. All of a sudden, he goes out there one morning and there's the blade there. Oh, wonderful Jesus, you saved my soul. That's the blade of the kingdom. Then he goes out a few days later and he sees the ear. It's growing into an ear form. And he says, oh my, this corn's growing up. Talking about the kingdom of God. Then some time goes by, about the seventh month. Then all of a sudden he sees this beautiful big stalk and at the top of it this full ripened corn, this head of corn. And he says to the angels, reap the harvest. Reap the harvest. Hallelujah. See, first the ear, that's little children. Second, sons. Then third, fathers. In other words, three levels of maturity. We grow up in him in all things, even to the head. And when he sees the head company, he reaps them in. Hallelujah. For they are the overcomers. They are the man-child of the book of Revelation chapter 12. Now I'm giving you some deep water. But somebody has to sow some seed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God. He's talking about sowing seed. He's talking about the seed growing. We have been begotten again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. We were not redeemed by corruptible things such as silver or gold, but we were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without spot or wrinkle. Hallelujah. We have been begotten again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance that's incorruptible, unshakable. Hallelujah. Unmovable. You hearing this? Amen. That fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith. You're not giving yourself over to the things of this world and things of this life, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, or the lust of the eyes. No, you're not giving yourself there. If you have, you repented and you're not living there anymore. You're a new creation. You're walking in the righteousness of God. God's got some stuff for you both in his will and in his purpose and kingdom. And don't you settle for less. You keep on pressing into God. You make God your first priority every day. And I tell you what, you make him your priority and you'll become his priority. And your needs and whatever you need, he'll become a priority to him. You receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God's not finished with you yet. He has begun a good work in you, and He will perform it until the day of Jesus. So lift up your heart and say, thank you, Lord. I'm going to press in, O God. I've heard the word of the Lord today. I'm feasting off the manna from heaven, and I'm going to keep on feasting on it, growing up in it, becoming so much part of it that when they see me, they will see Him in me. And you too. Glory to God. God's got some good things. Good things. He's a good God. He's good for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How's that leg of yours? Man, you're going to do better though. You're going to praise the Lord. You just start running on that thing. Something will happen. You'll get the anointing will come through and you'll glory to God. Did you get any of this stuff? Oh, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. A believer is a hearer, James says. We are to hear, see, say, do what we see. Amen. Now is the time to take the kingdom. Rise up, ye strong, possess the land. Ye that have ears to hear the trumpet. Ye that have hearts to understand. It is time. It is kingdom mind time to have a kingdom mind. The heart of a kingdom believer is a good heart. For he that lives kingdom now will inherit kingdom then. That's just an overview, an oversight of living a victorious kingdom life. That every leader, if he's going to lead, if he's worth any salt at all, he's going to lead in a victorious way. Or you go through trials and testings, all part of life. The sufferings of this present world is not to be compared with the glory that shall be seen in you. Whatever you have to go through, arms and legs and everything else, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your yieldness to God be known to all men. That couple there, they really live for Jesus. They're a Jesus people. They're a lover of Jesus. They got it in their hearts to live for me. And Jesus said, I'll live in them and through them. Hallelujah. I'll make your feet like hind speed. I'll cause you to walk in high places. That's the will of God. Trust in Him with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. And those paths will be straight paths. Amen. You won't stumble. You won't fall out here and there. You'll stay your course. You'll stay the race. You'll finish up in front at the winning line. Hallelujah. Because God's called you to be a winner and not a loser. Both of you. Just hold your hands through this life in Jesus. Pray together. Worship together. Have communion together at home. Build a little place of presence of God in your home. Every couple, everybody should have a communion place. They should have break bread at home and worship the Lord. Our homes are to become a sanctuary for God. Our children are to know how to worship Jesus. Hallelujah. God's got so much stuff for you. He's got so much greater, something far greater than you've ever known or seen. He's going to fill you, be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might know, so that you can walk worthy, all pleasing unto Him. Hallelujah. With long-suffering, patience, and joyfulness, knowing this, saith the Lord, that I have qualified you to be a partaker of the inheritance with the saints in light. For I have taken you out of the kingdom of darkness, and I have translated you into the kingdom of my dear Son. Hallelujah. Touch the Lord. Touch the Lord. Touch Him, Lord. Never be the same again. In Jesus' name. You're not ordinary people. You're not natural people. You're supernatural. You live in the natural of God now. Don't look at yourself and say, well, we're just ordinary people. No. You're God's people. You're God's. And he has stuff for you. He has will. He has kingdom, life, and light, and blessing for you. Rise up, ye strong, possess the land. You take those beggars, those lepers. They were going back to the whole city was in famine. And they said, well, if we sit here, we'll die. If you sit in a religious condition, you'll die there. They said, we've had enough of this stuff. Let's go out. He said, we heard there's a big feast going on. Let's go out there. And so here were these two leprous lepers, amen, that were outcasts, and they wandered off into the where all the enemy, and man, when they got there, the enemy's all gone. They get all these goodies. They get all this stuff. They ran back with good tidings. I hear a sound coming from heaven above. It's the glory of the Lord that's going to fill my life and home. I hear a sound of the coming of the King, for I'm part of the kingdom and it is within. And as I walk with him, I begin to sing. And as I sing, I begin to say. And as I say, I begin to do. For it is Christ in me, and it is Christ in you. It just comes like that, you see. Beverly's never heard me sing it that way before. Hallelujah! It's the Spirit of the living God flowing out to you. I love you, man of God. I love you, man. You forget about that old bloke that you were born. You're a new man. You believe Jesus. You believe in Jesus like you've never done before. I tell you, I want you in this place tomorrow. I'll lay hands on you and pray for you and get you running the aisle or something. Get you drunk with new wine. Don't you stay home. You get that motor car out. Let's all stand together. Hallelujah. 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 Love you, Mike. Bless you. Wonderful. Why don't you just reach across the aisle and take a hand to each other? Find a hand to get hold of. You people back there, find a hand to get hold of. I want you to do something. Yeah. Just grab each other by the hand. And I want you to start praying. If you can't pray in the Holy Ghost, just start praying. These signs will follow them that believe in my name. They'll pray in new tongues. Just say, if you don't know, say, Lord, thank you for a new tongue. Thank you for filling me, Lord. Just say it right now. Lord, thank you for filling me with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you for filling me with it. I receive the Holy Ghost, Lord. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then you say, Kariyadabaranya. I try it. Sariyadabarakayadakasanya. Just make a sound. Just open your mouth and start speaking it out and it'll flow from you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just open your mouth and let it flow. Speak it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's build an altar unto the Lord and fly our kites under the name of Jehovah Nissi. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak it out. Rasakaboy. You have to open your mouth and say words. Just say it. Say it. Jesus, wonderful. I praise you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Kariyarabushebenya. Rosukarabahaya. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let healing flow. Let life flow. Let the anointing flow. Just pray for one another now. Just pray for one another. Pray for the person on your right. Pray for the person on your left. Just pray for an impartation. Come on, just minister the anointing one to another. Just let it be released in through each of you. Just one to another. Lord, touch. Lord, heal. Believe the person will be healed as you pray for them. Believe that God will touch them. Hallelujah. You are the body of Christ. You don't need some preacher to pray for you. You have the anointing inside of you. You can impart it to the other person. Amen. Let's live kingdom. Bless, 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 and you will be blessed. Bless the other person. Bless them. And curse not. Amen. Glory to Jesus. This is a new day. This is a new way. This is a way of life. This is a way of my kingdom, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. This is kingdom lifetime, kingdom now time, kingdom day time, kingdom hour time, kingdom time. Oh, revelation. The kingdom is built and established on these two factors. One is relationship with God and revelation from God. Did you get that? Hallelujah. Keep on praying for one another. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the impartation. Thank you for the increase. Let there be an increase of the anointing. Let there be an increase. I release the increase. Release the increase. Rasai rosho karabasaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never be the same again. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'll run and not be weary, walk and not faint. I'm stepping into that glory realm of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For my Father, He is my God. And beside Him, there is none other. Touch Him, Lord. Touch Him, Lord. There be an impartation of the anointing of God. Let the river flow out of your belly. Let it flow right now. Let's rise up into that anointed realm of God. In that authority realm of God. Let me through here. Hallelujah. Glory. Keep on praying for one another. Keep on blessing one another. Let the river flow. Hallelujah. Rasai, Rosho, Koba Basia, Risai, Bronyai, Arakasaya. Hallelujah. 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 Oh. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch Him. Quicken Him. Quicken this mortal body. Quicken Him, Lord. Let the anointing flow. Glory to God. Rasai runyai. Hallelujah. Touch, Lord, I pray. Touch by your Spirit. Glorify your name, Jesus. Keep praying. Keep blessing one another. Pray for your blessing. Pray for your anointing. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch, touch, touch. Rasai runyai. Rasakai. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. More, Lord. More, more, more. Yes, God has a work for you to do. It's time to work by faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, you're just the beginning. This is not the end, it's the beginning. Hallelujah. Of better things to come. Better things. Better things. We're under a better covenant. In a better realm of God. In a better time of God. A better timing of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. More, Lord. More. More. More, Lord. More. Hallelujah. More, Lord. Increase. Jesus. Increase. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Rasai ronyai. Hallelujah. Let that river flow out of your innermost being. I tell you, God. Oh, Rasai. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Fire of God, the blessing of God, the anointing of God, the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Wonderful Savior. You're a mighty God. Hallelujah. Lord, bless Mike today. Touch him by your Spirit. Raise him up. Oh, the glory of a new day is upon you. The glory of a now new day is rising within your spirit. The day star is dawning in your heart. Read it in Peter. Hallelujah. The redemption is drawing nigh. Healing in your hands. Healing in your hands. Let it flow and let it grow. Hallelujah. Never be the same again. Never be the same again in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Just thank Jesus. Just thank him. I'm just going to go here for a moment. Just thank him. Just bless one another. Just bless one another. This has been a great time. We've had a great party. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, I just thank you today. Rasa ronya, rasa kabasai. Just praise the Lord, my dear man of God. Say thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Lord, we worship you. God loves you. God's got a purpose for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let unbelief grip you or believe in unbelief. Believe God. You begin saying, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Ari arabokoshele. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. Fill him, Lord. Quicken his body. Lift him into that realm of God as one who is, he's a man in the natural and has been a man. But God's, the natural man has nothing to do with the spiritual man. God wants you to rise up in the spirit, in a believing heart, in a new realm of God. There's something inside of me that really cares about you. Hallelujah. Bless him, Lord. Quicken him by your spirit. Touch. Man, you're going to go from this place different. You're going to go different. You're not going to be the same. Neither, you might say, oh, well, who are we with? Yeah, no, no, it's not over yet. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, saints of God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. God is so good. Amen. Let me through here. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the more of God. Thank you for the wisdom of God. Be wise, my son, and be diligent to give yourself to my word and listen carefully to my voice. For I have purpose, and I have started you on a course. But that's not to wander here and wander there and do what, you know, wonder what you are. No, you are to be a sign and wonder, but under the anointing of God and in the purpose of God's will in this day. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day to make decision. This is where I belong. With the people of faith, the people that are growing strong. And there I have the company that I'm part of to be my help in God. For God works through the corporate body, not just the individual, it's the corporate body. Hallelujah. For God has an anointing upon your life that will increase and grow and be released even further as you lay hold of the promises of God. For the promises are yes and amen to them that believe. I just release your anointing today, Lord. The blessing of God that maketh rich. The favor of God. The favor of God. Hallelujah. Just let go and let God. You don't have to strive. You don't have to make anything happen. All you have to do is be filled with the Holy Ghost. And he will flow through you. Blessed be his wonderful name. See, God has touched so many of you here today. All of you have been touched in some way. Even my dear brother, he has been touched by the Holy Ghost today. Amen. Hallelujah. All you have to do is say, Kari Arabas Sadavaranya. Hallelujah. Oh, Rasai Brosai Ronya. Hallelujah. You just try it out. It's good stuff. Amen. It'll make your feet like hinds feet. Well, God bless you all. Listen, if you need a card, there's some here lying on there. And the reason I give these cards out, I'll leave them here if you want to take one, for you to pray for me and my wife, listening, because we are your missionaries. Okay? Don't forget to pray for us. We need your prayers. I love God's people praying for us. That's what keeps me going. It's you guys praying. God bless Alan and Beverly. Quicken them by your spirit. Lord, we just pray your blessing and your keeping hand upon them. We're going to have a great time in the morning. Man, we're going to have a party in the morning. Hallelujah. We're going to have a lifetime tomorrow morning. And I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow night, but God knows. But I believe it'll be good. I believe it. One church leader said to me the day they're going to tell their church to come here tomorrow night. Well, whether they will or not, I don't know. But, you know, sometimes people go to church on Sunday and they say, well, we've had enough of this stuff for a whole week. We don't want any more of this. And I don't blame them, really. I mean, but once you get in this kingdom realm, you can't get enough of it. So God bless you all. And listen, don't wait for Christmas to come. You just have a Merry Christmas every day. Because the one who made Christmas is inside of you. Amen.